there's a picture that, you know, when the drivers drop off the bag, they have to take the picture to confirm that you got it. So Ticket pulled up the picture, and it's just him in the door with a Chick-fil-A.
It's like the paparazzi Jordan shot up.
Yeah, he's just like this.
He was in like gross sweatpants too, and like an old sweatshirt.
He's
trying to eat.
It was like,
man,
Princeton lacrosse or something, like like an alumni sweater that you'd never been to the school, but it was just passed down from somebody.
Got one more question. This one's going to you, Dion.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, be dead honest.
Yeah.
Where do you think you go? Like, where do you think we go when we die?
Do you want the honest answer?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I believe.
We've had this conversation.
I'm saying I believe. Like, I grew up with the. I believe in heaven and hell, but I also believe that there's a very high possibility that it's just, you just go to sleep and there's just darkness.
It's just black.
Like, I'm a big, like, I get that. A big, like, do you remember before you were born? Do you remember before?
No, that's what it is. Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know. Who knows? Nobody knows.
I get
Yamin's heaven is wicked.
I you know what?
I think you everybody's going to do a couple years downstairs.
No, that's called purgatory.
What is that?
It's like the waiting area.
But I think, so if you're good,
it's like a waiting room.
Waiting room.
It's a waiting room.
That if you're good,
I might be waiting a long time, dog.
I wouldn't say if you're good, always the bad. I just think overall, if you're just a good person, at the end of the day, if you were just a good person and did right by people, you'll win, no matter how many mistakes.
But I think it's like baseball. Like, you got to do a stint in the minors, and then for all the sins, and then you get.
Yeah, that's a waiting room. It's purgatory.
Now remember,
so then I'm a believer in that.
If you get put into double A, sometimes that's better than triple A.
Yeah,
just keep that in mind.
Jordan rides the bus. Did you watch that documentary?
Right, sure did. Yep. Sure did.
What?
Terry Francona was the manager.
I got one more question, and then we can move on. Ticket, what would you say is your biggest fear in life? Like, what really, really aches at you? Aches at you?
What am I most afraid to happen in my life, or what am I already afraid of?
Anything.
Either or. What's your biggest fear?
Disappointing the Jet.
Yeah.
That's not true. Like, give us a real fear.
Go deeper.
My biggest fear is just being an utter failure in your eyes.
Oh, my God. In mine?
Yeah.
Oh, Tick. You'll
never.
Many
years he's thought that Bob was not happy with him.
He's still.
He said a nutter. He said a nutter failure.
I want to do well for you.
That's awesome. That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to do well for me?
No, I don't like that answer at all.
I don't.
Oh, what's wrong with that answer?
I was joking about Bob specifically. I want to do well for those who count on me, and my biggest fear is coming up short for those who count on me.
That's a good answer. Great. I like that.
Really, really good.
I like that.
Do you know what my biggest fear is? Dying. I feel
really?
Like I got, yeah, I don't want to die.
What
Jet's biggest fear is a 100-person surprise birthday party.
Yeah, I mean, that's
any kind of surprise party for you, in your honor.
Yeah. Oh,
when Cutsy's mom came down with that cake at Cutsy's house.
It was a wonderful thing that she
did.
Of course it was. He is a sicko, so he hated every bit of it. And
he told me low-key he appreciated
it. No, I thought it was super nice. I don't like eyeballs on me. Like, I don't need people looking at me. Well, that's the thing. And when you bring a cake in front of somebody and you start singing, everybody starts looking.
Do you think you're a star?
No, I mean, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe.
I think you're a star.
I think everybody has their, you know, their role.
Yeah. All right.
That's what we do.
Well, without further ado, that's been a fireside chat with Bob Does Sports, and that's actually not the end of the episode. Today we are going to get into, let's start off talking about Breezy Invitational. And Joey D, if you don't mind, I'd love to start us off because I got a few things I'd like to say.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Cool. I thought that was by far, bar none. I think the first Miami, all of the Breezy Invitationals have been great. They really have. And I mean that. The first Miami one, the first one we did, top was the best. But that Chicago one we just have just took it over and just raised the bar. To me, that was the most fun that I have ever had doing a Breezy Invitational. Yay or nay?
Yeah, I would agree. I also think it was the best course that we've ever worked with. in the sense that, like, the academy that we had to work with for the pre-party or the range session and the, you know, like the to start everything out was really well done. 27 holes. I thought we had more activation sites and food and different things that we had to offer the golfers than we've ever had before. And I think, like, after this is the fourth one now, so, like, I think it's starting to become like a smooth, well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
In just in terms, like, we don't run these things, thankfully, because it would be atrocious.
Sure would.
But we have a great team behind us, and we have a lot of very skilled people. I will say the only thing is the 27 holes. That was a gauntlet, and I would say going back to 18 just to shorten the day up, because as much fun as was had, there were guys at the end of the day, they were like just crawling to the hole. So that being said, it was amazing. The after party was electric. FP hitting a hole in one. I mean, like,
insane.
You can't script that. Someone proposing. I wouldn't suggest future proposals being brought to the Bob DeSports.
Well, we'll have a tournament. Oh, we will. We would.
I mean, okay. I mean, she said yes. So we're a 1-for-1 rate. It's 100% rate for engagements. So I was just saying that, like, you know, the after party, the cool thing is for me is we had a lot of people there, and it felt like everyone stayed, even like the people who knew that they weren't going to win, like everyone stayed till the bitter end, and it was like electric in there. I mean, we didn't leave till what, almost like 10 o'clock at night. Like, it was a party, man. It was a good time.
Yeah, and you know what? To be honest with you, I thought some people, and they really weren't from what I got, I thought some people might be upset for Grant, the Busta Jack guys, for winning the tournament. It was actually really cool to show that they came, and it was nice to know there was no bullshit in their score. You know what I mean? Like,
and they only won by one, I think.
They won by one.
Like 29 under in 27 holes.
By the way, I would... if we had
I believe
them.
It, yeah.
Oh, that, I totally believe them, but the previous winner saying that they were one stroke short of them, I'd like to look into that.
Yeah.
I'd like to look into that.
A lot of people.
I saw the cuts. I would like to take a look. Am I wrong, Poppy?
Well, the one guy could not get over it. The one, so there was four of them in their crew, and the other three, when they got back, they started partying. They having fun. You know what? We lost.
Yeah.
Who better to lose to than Grant? The one guy.
Oh, the blue dude?
Would not. Like, I saw him even as we were leaving, and he was like, man.
Like, yeah, well, he was thinking of which
he
putt
came
they
to me and he was like if you could send us to the next one. I was like, whoa.
What'd you say to
he came up to me and he was like, yo, if you guys could just find a way to get us to the next one. I'm like, I can tell you a way. You could buy a ticket.
I was gonna say,
and
yeah,
come
yeah,
to Miami.
I heard multiple people say it was the best golf event they've been to.
Yeah.
So
it's a fun fest.
That everybody had a really good time, and I think we discovered that the most important part of the whole thing is the first 2 hours on the range.
Oh yeah,
you have the venue was like so perfect for it that like the music was bumping, people were like drinking, like, and then that like sets the tone for the whole event. So I like, we just got to keep aiming for places like that because it's sick.
I'll be honest, that's my, I mean, we talked about it, yeah. that is my favorite part, is mingling with everybody when everybody's all together before we go out. And then, you know, another thing too, there's a big pressure, at least that, I mean, I'm sure you guys feel, I definitely feel it, is that, you know people are paying a lot of money for the event. You know that their travel accommodations, all of that, it's a lot. When you look at it, and when you look at the tournament, when you look at all the food, when you look at the unlimited booze, and then you look at even the night before having the 5-iron event, which is open bar, and a whole nother night, I really do feel like it's justified, which is a good feeling because we want to give fans that. We're very aware that it's not cheap, so you want to make it worth it. And to me, when people are coming by and saying how great it is, how fun they're having, it's a very rewarding thing.
I think if you're on the fence, I know a lot of people have been on the fence about it for a while, just with just the traveling and the price and what it is. I think when they saw a lot of people seeing what went down at this one and like how crazy it went on social media and how good the time it has, I think a lot of people are going to be like, okay, like we got to give it a shot.
Yeah. Yeah. And that video will probably, by the time this was like, we got 2 weeks maybe till that video releases.
October 9th or 10th. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it'll be a cooler video to where it's the overview and then we have us playing as well. So it's a little bit of a mix of match.
That was a lot of fun.
By the way, you want to talk about one of the best rounds ever?
Yeah.
That was the day before the Bruins Invitational.
There's not much more that brings me like joy than like when we do these 5-man scrambles and like Jet or Poppy like pop off and make like a big time. Like it's so self-gratifying. It's so fun, and like we all just lose our shit. And I'm not gonna say anything to give anything away, but like when there's a big moment, there's gonna be a big moment. It is electrifying, and it's so freaking fun because like we don't get them in the videos that much, and when it does, I want, especially like when the tick comes in the video, I want him to make a shot. He's so hard on himself. Like the entire time he'll make a shot, he'll be like, I stink. I'm fucking the worst. I'm terrible. And then when he makes a big shot, he like, it's just like he soaks it in like a sponge. And it's just incredible. It is incredible.
Yeah. Ticket's having his moments, man. Ticket is just growing into stardom.
Yeah, he really is. Do you remember? I don't know if we told the story.
All Ticket.
We were in Scotland and we were just walking the street, and me, Tick, and you. And these guys came up and they were Scottish or whatever.
Awesome.
And they were like, oh, you want to, like, they asked for a picture or whatever. And then they're like, Poppy. They're like, the Poppy's got to get in. He's the Poppy. And then he got in. And that was when the Poppy went international.
Yeah, they asked for the ticket. And then Ticket kind of like faded away. And they're like, no, Poppy, come in here, Poppy.
And I think he's a star. His Postmates stuff went off. Everybody's coming up asking about Postmates.
The whole time in Chicago, that's all people would talk to.
Exactly. I'd actually contact you.
Well, either way.
They were like, you got to get them to be sponsored. And I was like, I don't think they're looking to get rid of their best customer. Bring them on board for some free Postmates.
Yo, there's a picture of Ticket, and we got to put it up.
Oh, yeah.
Is right after the Postmates thing comes out about just how much Postmates Ticket orders. You know.
Holes in it.
Yeah, it is, dude. When they take that picture of you, it's the worst. There's some of me where I'm just like,
you don't have a. I mean,
well, they just take the picture of when they drop
they
it off
put it on the door.
Oh, no.
COVID. Since
you
COVID,
can put no contact.
Once COVID started, there became a no contact option, which we hit every time, and they just leave it at your door and they walk away.
But they got to take that picture for documentation for Postmates, and sometimes if you get a little eager,
yes, that's what happened with you.
You
opened
out
it
there while he's
you
hear like the
I was eager for that biscuit.
You know what's horrifying for me is sometimes the drivers for me in my building, they get confused, and the first set of stairs goes up to my left, goes to my patio. So it's pretty clear that you should go straight ahead up the stairs, but some of them take the left up my stairs and walk through my patio. So every time I order Postmates, which is all the time, I'm frightened because you don't know if they're just going to pop up on the door and look
in. Why don't you put in the delivery instructions?
I do, but not everybody gets it. So there was one time where a guy came up and I looked to the left and he was just right there with the bags. It was fucking horrifying.
That is horrifying.
Yeah.
You know what I don't understand about deliveries, and not just for food, is what determines if something needs a signature or not? Because we have ordered thousands of dollars worth of camera that get dropped off on my porch, and then I've gotten like a Breezy Polo show up, and like I get the sticker on the door 3 days in a row because I wasn't there to drop it off. And it's what constitutes
high quality goods there.
What constitutes a signature?
The send. I think it's. I could be wrong, but I think it's the sender. The sender decides whether or not that you need to sign
for. It's insane because we're never home. So I just come home to stickers every time we come back from a trip.
You know what keep doing the jet?
This is an all-time.
If like somebody asks like an influencer like asks like to send their new merch line or something like something that I know I don't want, I just send it to Jet's apartment. so anything.
Pickford office.
But he does it in the funny like he gets it's like a game now. I'm usually good at this. I'm like usually aware, but he'll hit me up and he'll be like, our flight got canceled. Like our flight to Florida has been canceled and I need your address to like rebook. So I'll fire him my address and then he'll send me a screenshot of a brand asking like what address to send. He'll just go, you played yourself. it's respect. I've gotten banged with it. And then I get a couple days later, I get a box that has no business being in my apartment.
Any good stuff?
No, it's all the bullshit. Like it's all like the tchotchkes. Like it's all, you know, it's the nonsense.
Bob keeps the good stuff. Bob
the carbone sauce.
No, I've gotten
go stay with
I've gotten some
Robert.
Stuff from Bob that I've just not told him that was like I've just given him the stuff
that came
that's extra. So I've gotten like a lot of clothes out of it and like different things. But yeah, every once in a while, like some like a ShamWow will show up or something or whatever they call it. And I'm like, where's this coming from?
I won't say what it is, but there's an influencer that we always kind of like have a bit about, and they hit me up to send some stuff, and they sent him the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah, it was a full
bot. That's why I sent him a screenshot. I was like, you played yourself.
Yeah. And it's a screenshot of like the influencer, the brand being like, yo, bro, like just hit me with an address and I'll send you like whatever you want. And then he puts my address directly underneath it.
Meanwhile, Joey D does not send it to Jets. Joey D is living in a FedEx. If you walk into Joey D's house, it is chaos of just boxes and a fireball shooter.
Well, Nicole's helped me move a lot of that out of the way. It used to be really bad.
Yeah.
I do have currently Carbone sauces being delivered and Häagen-Dazs as well. Which I'm really excited.
You can hit Joe up with any company you have. If you're a napkin company and you sell special napkins, he'll be like, yeah, fire it on. Bazooka and gum.
He got his accountant from his DMs.
Shout out LJ. He's done a hell of a job, too. He's done a really hell of a job, man. Saved me a lot of money in income tax this last year. He's a great guy. But no, I do like receiving boxes, especially like when you have several things that are being sent over and you'll lose track what's coming. And then it's like,
oh, yeah,
you've
like
just
Christmas
received
then.
A shipment.
You can imagine.
The thing that sucks, and look, I mean, nobody feels bad for us, but I do hate with the having the boxes. It's like, what do you, that's why I don't use Amazon all the time. Like, I just hate having the box.
I don't like Amazon.
Why not?
Whoa.
I think it stinks.
Really?
What?
I don't use Amazon.
It's a wild take.
Why?
I don't like it. I don't.
You're gonna have to give a reason. You sound like me.
I think it's overhyped. I think I tried to go buy a Packers jersey the other day. Searched on Amazon, nothing. It was like a barren wasteland.
That's
I couldn't
not really
find
where you
want to Aaron
be going
Jones
for a Packer jersey.
No, but I'm saying that's just one thing. It's like I think it's overrated. I don't think it's that good.
That's because it's
like going to the NFL store for 9.
And you know what? I'm kind of. What did he say? Going to the NFL store for what?
For knives.
It's like going to Fanatics for cutlery.
But no, my point too is also
Shout
I'm a little bit
Michael Rubin.
I'm a little bit old school. I actually like to go shopping and like try things on.
You're a big mall guy.
Yeah, I like to go to like Century like City, Westfield Mall. Yeah, that is
that
a nice
awesome.
Time.
That's a great
you walk through there. It's open. Open air, nice stores. Maybe you go look at a watch that you can't afford. I like it. I don't like sending shit to my house. I don't like to be cooped up in the house all the time.
That's my favorite thing.
You know why you like that Century City Mall?
Why?
It's not the clothes. It's the Din Tai Fung.
Din Tai Fung's good, yeah. You know what else is there?
Is
Javier.
Sure is.
Oh.
Sure is.
Javier's is great.
I only go to Javier's in Newport.
Yeah, well, you're bougie like that.
Yeah, dude.
With both.
No, but I will say, like, going back, like, not losing track, I like to, like, if you order something on Amazon, you can't try it on. You don't know if it fits. You don't know.
Clothes are
a no for me. And then, like, I don't know, unless it's, like, ordering something that I have no desire to go get, like, I don't know, like envelopes or some shit like that. Like, I just don't have any use for Amazon.
But Amazon, the thing with Amazon is they come in clutch. If you're in the middle of, not the middle of nowhere, but if you're, like, on a trip, we've ordered stuff that have come the next day, they deliver fast, especially if you have Prime. They'll get you
also,
fast.
Also, the Amazon Prime football, I don't know if it is, like, this year because I haven't used it yet, but the one that I had from last year, it was on, like, a massive tape delay. So, like, it was, like,
it was
one or two plays behind.
Streaming,
and I'm like, dude, I'm seeing on my phone the plays that are happening. Like, Amazon's got to be better.
That's well,
a big
but their
problem with streaming in general. Yours was double bang.
It was way worse.
Yeah, for some reason.
And I tried, like, signing out using someone else's account. It just, I couldn't get past it. So, you know, Amazon, I'm not saying it's bad. It just ain't for me, dog.
The Amazon Thursday Night Football production value, though, their pregame and everything.
Very well done.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
They're
well,
the best
Al Michaels is the GOAT.
But even just they do this whole pregame of what the team was doing, like practice on Monday. They lead you up to the game.
They also do.
They do a great job.
Don't they have a separate stream, like the analytics stream?
Which
is like, I wouldn't call it analytics because we're not big analytic guys. But they have like the cool, I don't know what you'd call it.
You know.
They're showing like how fast guys are running and all that stuff.
Yeah,
that's. How
you
fast
know what?
Guys are running.
Oh, okay.
When Aaron Donald runs through the A-gap,
you know
he's coming in at the force of a freight train.
Saquon Barkley cuts at the force of a Mack truck.
You know what they're doing this weekend? And I think I'm going to watch it. is for the first time ever, Disney is doing a Toy Story NFL production.
Yeah, I'm out.
So they have the players as Toy Story like characters during the game. You're watching the game, but it's animated as so. Like Jalen Hurts, he'll like run and he's running down.
But he's a toy. Bob.
He's an animated toy.
That sounds awful.
It's true. I think
you know,
it
what
sounds
happened to football
really cool.
Being football. Like
we're trying to make it fun for the whole family.
That's you know what? I don't hate that, but I won't be watching it.
I think it's cool how they can synchronize an animation in real life time.
They did it with Nickelodeon.
Slime?
In the playoffs.
That was the slime game.
Yeah, or whatever.
Be like that old school. Like you're gonna be like my dad. Like my dad.
Absolutely.
You can't even mention the NBA because he'll just be like, you know, nowadays in the NBA, like that's
come on. Hey. Who set this up?
Speaking of nowadays, they didn't build mics like they used to.
Nicky Cocktails, dude.
Ripped that out
you
of his sock.
This guy's mic
is
just zero.
Bang job. Whoa.
Zero mic presence.
Watch the cord there, though.
The cord now is wrapping.
We're all out of whack now.
Are the cameras on?
Wow.
There we go.
Now it's so tight on that camera, on that cord. Wrapped.
We're okay.
Oh, wow. A wire.
What were we talking about? Before
we were talking about how you're an old man when you refer to sports.
You are. You're going to be like my dad. Like,
I'm a big
shout out my dad. I know I'm going to get a call, but it's true. It's like
One of the funniest things is when, and I used to be part of that. I still am. Is when you talk about how like old NBA players, like you were saying, like in the '90s. but these guys wouldn't be able to compete in that. It's like name the most random NBA player. Just name a random
Kevin McHale.
No, from now. Like Kelly Oubre, okay, would score 61 points if he played in the 80s.
What about Nick Van Exel?
I'm saying, sure. But he now, these guys are just so much more athletic now. And that's why the whole like MJ LeBron thing, by the way, which I'm firmly in the MJ court, but he was just the first of his kind.
You don't think Jerry West could guard?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. He wouldn't be the logo if he played now. Okay? And if Raymond Felton played in the 80s, he'd be the logo.
By the way.
He'd be like, "We've never seen anything like it."
What?
You don't believe you disagree with me?
I get it.
I'm saying
it would just be the logo. The logo would just be a picture of a guy on a bench.
But he wouldn't be on the bench.
With the water bottle.
He would just be, dude, he would crossing be Jerry West.
Just a stream coming from
the
mouth.
I love the mouth.
He'd be Jerry West. He would have been the best player.
As funny as it is, I actually think there's some truth to it.
Of course.
Yeah, I really do. By the way, speaking of NBA players who attended the Breezy, we had one attend the Breezy Invitational.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Alex Caruso is our fourth.
He's an absolute beauty.
I was gonna say, and he would be the logo too if he played. He dunks now. Imagine him throwing down a dunk in 1980 over somebody; they'd lose their shit.
There's a picture that I have. I'm telling you, I'm not joking. I'm doing the Poppy collage where it's just a picture of Poppy with like different celebrities, and that's all it is.
Zoomed in.
I got him and Caruso. I got him and Manziel on the green.
Don't you have him and Rom?
I got one of him and Rom, and then there's more. I'm telling you, I'm doing the Poppy collage.
Alex Caruso is the man, though. He rolled into the pre-party at Five Iron, and he just kind of was in the background, like camouflaging in.
That was the coolest thing about him was that he was so not like, I'm Alex Caruso. He was such a real one. Yeah. He was just there to say hi. If someone else wanted to come up and talk to you guys, he like totally backed off, let other people come in. He was a real one.
He was a good golfer too.
His group was hilarious. There was this, it was him, the equipment manager, like I think a physio guy. Arnold was hysterical. Well, I was calling him Arnie. This guy was sitting back and he wasn't saying anything and they're all talking and I'm like, I tell you who the real dart thrower is. It's Arnie over here, the silent assassin. And then he came out of nowhere. We did a shot and he was electric. They were a fun group. He told me he had an absolute blast.
Yeah.
He said it was some of the most fun he's ever had. Yeah. He messaged me after and he's like, that was as fun as I've had in a long time.
Bro, he has an NBA ring. People forget that.
Yeah,
he does.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Champion.
Do you know who I want to get in on the next Breezy Invitational? Who we met in what was the name of that restaurant in Tahoe?
Perez always knows it. The golden
no, that was
flapper
the,
or something like
ah, the, no, fuck, no, no, Perez.
Oh, the beaver?
Like
the lucky beaver.
Lucky beaver.
Oh, well, I've, yeah.
Mike Vrabel?
Alex Killorn.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Alex Killorn's
yeah,
awesome.
That guy is.
Well, he can now, too, because he's playing for the Ducks, so he lives in Orange County now.
Yeah.
He's well, already asked. He said that we should golf.
Depends where the Breezy is.
Oh, for a Breezy, but I'm saying we could just. He's, by the way, he's a stick.
Sure is.
He sent me a video of him at Augusta almost making a hole in one. Like it almost, it basically like lipped out. He's legit.
We were at the Lucky Beaver with him. He was winning the Lake Tahoe tournament, and he talked to me. He had to play with Steph Curry the next day. So he was talking about how nervous he was to play with Curry because it attracts such a crowd. So in his matchup the next day, I bet against him.
Oh.
And he totally bombed. And I told him I was going to bet against
sick.
Him. I told him I was going to bet against Steph Curry.
Sick. You bet on a matchup in
sure
Lake Tahoe
yeah, sure did.
Against a guy I who's in him. Our corner?
I faded day. Him. He was so nervous. He told me he was nervous. I said, I'm going to bet again.
That day, Steph Curry made a hole-in-one, much like Nick Stubbe made a hole-in-one at the Breezy Invitational.
My nice transition, yums.
Thank you.
That was fucking... Perez called me, and we were at the Breezy, and it was kind of like winding down, and he called me. I'm like, why the fuck is he calling me?
Yeah.
And he's like, I made a hole-in-one, Bob. Like, fuck you. No, you didn't.
I was with Jess when he sent Jen a message.
I was inside. Yeah, I had a missed call from him, and then I texted him back like, "What's up?" And he just goes, "I made a hole in one." And I was like, "FP made a hole in one." And the next text was, "Keep it on the DL."
Well, Jet looked at me. He's like, "FP made a hole in one." By the way, I saw him 15 minutes ago, and he couldn't stand.
So yeah, he
take
okay
it for what you will.
FP was like, we got out there during the day. Me and the ticket were kind of just driving around, just filming a few holes, like messing around. And we got to FP's hole pretty early on. It was what, like 3-4 hours in to a 40-hour event. And he was telling us, he's like, yeah, I'm just drinking, like, I just Jack and Coke or whatever. And he was like feeling himself. And then I guess he just dunked one.
Well, bro, remember I left you at the very end? I was like, all right, I think we need to get a little bit more footage of FP's hole. I went there, and it was times 10.
Oh, yeah, so, okay.
This guy was gone.
Yeah, and then people...
And really? So, and then eventually I get to the point where, like, all right, I got enough coverage here. He can't talk. I'm gonna head back to Bob's hole, and then I ended up just going in because the event ended.
And Bob couldn't talk either.
And Bob couldn't talk either.
You were wearing.
Literally, I left for 5 minutes, and then the news of that
dude, imagine
one,
you had
people
on
were
camera.
Running.
I know.
There was like one video.
Regretful.
People were running around like, there's one video. Like, so this one video is like circulating. We put it on social media. It exploded like that night. And then, like, the next day or day or two later, I'm seeing, like, alternate angles are, like, popping up of different places.
Our guy Dougie from
Dougie?
The golf.
Yeah, Dougie.
Shout out.
Dougie,
Dougie
did some investigative journalism.
Teach me how
I
to
saw,
Dougie.
I actually need that angle from him. And, yeah, it was just pretty crazy. Like, FP just running through the fairway yelling good for us. Like,
it's
just.
The best.
Yeah, it was one of the wilder things to ever happen, I think.
He's so drunk in it. He's so, so intoxicated in it. And it's gold.
I saw
so
Bob, and I was like, Bob, I think FP made a hole in one. I looked at you. You were in a Cantini maroon Texas A&M colored
so funny
T-shirt, and you couldn't even look straight. And I was like, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
just don't even worry about it.
When did that happen? You just
he had two different polos, and then ended up in a Cantini.
Yeah, when he went out there, he was wearing a red polo.
Yeah.
Came by him 4 hours later, blue. Was wearing a black polo. Then came at the end, saw him. He's just wearing a standard Cantini golf
red one.
I was like,
yeah.
Shirt.
It was like maroon, like Texas colored. It was like a Texas Longhorn shirt. Just said
this guy had more wardrobe changes.
And I looked at him. I'm like,
Jennifer
what is that?
Lopez,
he's like, Taylor
dude.
Swift.
Yeah.
I didn't even ask it. I just looked. I was like, all right. Like,
I looked at him. I'm like, what's that? He's like, that's all you need to know. I was like, all right. So I'll keep it moving.
Was there a
I think he probably
situation?
Someone had. Did you just you
was
were
there
drenched?
A spill or a puke?
I'm not gonna lie. I don't remember getting.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
I don't have much recollection of getting the shirt.
If you make anything around Bob, he just will like snap up and just like he smells like of possible video views, and he just like fucking disgusting.
Well, fart on leather is much different than a fart anywhere else, dude. It's different. It's got a different rang to it.
Sick.
Fart on leather.
Fart on leather, dude. Who took a fucking fucking nuclear shit in here?
Yeah, that shit.
It was a boomer.
Boom, baby!
Boom,
baby! I walked into the pod room and I'm like, "Why does it smell like dog shit?"
Dude, and Cuthie goes,
It was like something. It was like, dude, it was a stench.
Every time Tick comes to my apartment, he drops a fucking.
He did that on the last time we did a pod,
mom, dude. It's like he gets out of the house and it's like that's his time to take the shit. So. You know what I mean? Oh. It's like he like lets it out and he just puts a fucking load in it, man.
Yeah,
last back into it.
But the farts are the part. How about on the last video, Ticket's pants ripping because he's got that cake, dude. Yeah.
He's got that Raymond Felton ass.
Raymond's getting a lot of love.
Oh, he's got that Larry Fitzgerald ass.
No, that's
he's caked up.
Bro, that's a
that is that thing is it's got its own area code.
What do you think the biggest male asses we've seen in Bob DeSports? Poppy?
Fitzgerald.
Larry David would count.
You did say Larry David. I did hear you say that, by the
way. Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh, okay.
He's not on Bob DeSports.
Larry David, though.
You said it's true. Do you mean in sports or in Bob DeSports?
Well, I guess, like if you count in Bob DeSports trips because we saw him in Tahoe.
Oh.
So maybe, but.
Jerome Bettis has a banger, too.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to have a romper.
No,
I don't think it's bad at all.
A lot of times you have a romper, that means you're fit down low. I'm trying to get in that.
I kind of have a big ass.
You know who's got the, like, it goes in almost more than it
Perez.
Does.
Perez.
Yeah.
Oh, Perez's ass is inverted.
Way. That is wild.
I've never seen anything like that. He's like,
what is this conversation?
No, well, he said, I'm like, is it hard to, like, buy pants? He's like, well, the backside of me, not really, because my ass is literally flat as a pancake.
Bro,
we
were in Scotland. FP didn't bring pants. And he just brought shorts, and we're like, it's gonna be fucking cold. And we're like, just go buy pants. He's like, yeah, they ain't gonna have my size out here.
But anyway, speaking of, we've got a big episode coming out tomorrow, which will be coming out the same day, so we can talk about it.
Are we putting this out? I think we should put this out on Friday.
Why don't we?
We can put it on Friday.
Let's put this
regardless,
out.
Regardless, we can talk about
the Guinness Challenge.
Challenge. So you guys have been editing it. I have yet to see it. But Ticket sent me a clip that was hysterical. Is it as good as we've advertised? Because when we were there, I kept saying it was going to be the greatest episode we've ever filmed. And Jet was like ready to throw me off the cliffs of Scotland.
Well, honestly, the reason, one, I don't like, you know, what's it called?
Calling your shot?
No, I don't like counting your chickens before they hatch.
Overhyping?
No, in the sense of like we could have flown home and lost all the footage, right? And we're just talking about how great a video is. On top of the fact that you were in Shields Camp's face telling them that we're making the greatest video of all time and they've been making golf YouTube videos for the last 10 years. And they're like, what is this guy trying to tell us?
It is phenomenal.
At one point you turned to Rick and you were like, hey, Rick, you ever heard of Stonkyville?
Yeah, I did see that. He's like,
hey, Rico. He's like, no, I haven't. But the ticket, this was a ticket job. I've been going through it to do some trailer stuff, and I've been crying laughing at every single thing.
Is it good, Tick?
It's Stonkyville.
Yeah.
It's
good. You were very good in it.
Also, too, I think to see Rick in that element, because he definitely has that side to him. Like, Rick is a very fun guy, and his crew is a blast. So I think for people to see him in that element with us drinking, like, you go out to the bar with him, he's a fucking blast. So for people to see that side of him, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and he was such a good, like, he wanted to do it, and he was such a good sport about it, and, like, he was hilarious. So it comes out tomorrow, so it's going to be pretty stuff.
Yeah, we've had challenges with people where, like, we know whether or not they're going to commit before, you know, and sometimes you almost feel kind of bad, but, like, Rick wanted to. Like, Rick was ready to go.
Yeah.
It was so fun that day filming. It was like seeing him involved. It was like legitimately like maybe my favorite day of the entire trip.
Yeah.
It was just hysterical. We got to keep the challenges going because now after this, we're going to be due for a challenge.
The two ways that I know that we have a great video is if A, Jet tells you that it sucks. Like if Jet starts off telling you like it's a really good video, but then I know he just keeps editing it throughout the week. So he sees it so much and then he pivots and he's like, this sucks. It's the worst video of all time. If he starts out saying it's good and then pivots to the,
He did that with the donut video. He's like,
you're in good
there's
shape.
A couple of good moments and the rest is trash.
Right. And then the second way to tell is if I get two or more clips from either of them. Of them from the editing from Adobe.
Before,
then I know it's in the good. So I got one from you, and then I got two, I think, from you to where it might be Stonkyville after all.
And, you know, the other thing is like, I've been, like, going through the comments on, like, the donut challenge stuff.
Yeah.
People keep going like, where is Guinness Challenge? We need Guinness Challenge. Why are you teasing me? When is it going to be released? So it's hype.
We play it the right way. Another thing I want to say is I don't think people fully understand how like the filming and the editing works in terms of like videos coming out every single day. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like we film a lot of videos and they just like we have a schedule. So we put it out when they're ready to be put out. We don't want to overdo it. We don't want to underdo it. We sit on some videos, and that's how it works.
We still have Canada content.
Yeah, there's some good Canadian videos.
There's two more bangers. No, there is. There are two long videos from Canada that are
good. The one at Nick North.
That's the one. Yeah.
That's got to be. That's special.
That's a stonker.
Yeah, we got a lot. We got a lot in the tank. Yeah, we do. But you're right. I mean, with the way that we do the videos now. Not promising anything by any means, but it would be more realistic when we all go to Jupiter and are in the same place. Maybe we add on another person, and then we'll all be together to where we might be able to crank out more videos, which I think in the long run is definitely our goal. All right, fellas, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time. A little Q&A narrated by the Big Poppy.
All right, guys, welcome to the Q&A segment. First one comes from JPOT93. What's the weirdest cameo request you've ever received? You don't got to throw names, just yeah.
Yeah, I've talked about it before. I had a cameo. They're not, to be honest, they're not that crazy. But this one was the craziest one I've ever got. A guy legitimately asked me to divorce his wife for him, and he said that if it came from me, it would soften the blow. And I actually told the Wall Street Journal that, who called for an interview about cameos, and I told them that. So if you go to the Wall Street Journal, that is there, me talking about that. And the guy looked at me, he's like, don't you feel bad? And I was like, yeah, you know, like
You did it?
I did it. I sure did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Why would you do it? Why would you just not cancel it? You just cancel it, and you can report it as, like, not a...
Well, part of me was thinking that he was doing it as a joke.
He asked you to do it, and you did. I don't see any problem with that.
I did it to where I kind of put it on the guy. Like, I was like, Lord knows you can't put up with Todd shit anymore. I don't blame you. So I kind of steered it more towards the guy, but no cameo left undone.
There's no way
did
that
you
was
get a review?
I don't, that was I don't
real,
think.
Then you're doing her a favor.
Yeah, I don't think it
did
was.
Did you get a review?
I don't know, because once they go away, like, they're kind of done.
If it was real, there's no way you softened the blow. If anything, you made the blow...
You would
worse.
Think. I know.
Bobby Blows, ladies and gentlemen.
Coming
at you one divorce paper at a time.
In my head, there was no way that it wasn't a joke. Like, there was no way that it could be a joke. But yeah,
I can only imagine what you were saying. Imagine if he was doing like his bachelor party ones for her. He's like, throughout every fight, anger, and blow up, I'll always be in your corner.
Fire again, Pop.
All right, next question comes from Matt_Rinaldi. Shout out, underscore gang. when you guys all move to Florida, will you all join a men's softball league? Sort of like Bob's dad.
No.
I would do it.
I think that would be a shitload of fun.
I think it'd be a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be.
I'd like to see, have you ever you played softball? Or
yeah, maybe? It ain't for me.
I
got so excited like the first couple games of the season, and then everybody just didn't start showing up, and we lost all the games. And
I don't mind doing even like a bowling league, or we should do
bowling is fun. Bowling, I would be in for. Bowling, I would be in for. Tennis or pickleball, I'd be in for.
We should do something.
Not softball. Softball, not for me.
Somewhere you can kind of relax too. That's the fun thing about softball.
Ping pong.
You can sort of just chill a lot of the time. Like they have like beer league.
A ping pong tournament like would be fun.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, but it's not like a team. We want something where it's like a team.
True.
You know what I mean?
We do want that hang element too. Like we don't want to join a basketball.
The softball contest. That the
basketball league would be great. We'd
get
in shape. It gets us back in shape. We'd be gassed after the first play.
Yo, how would we run our offense? Like, we have five. Like,
Perez just stays on the perimeter.
You'd be in the post.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You would, 100%.
I ain't a post player.
You'd be our point guard.
You'd be in the post.
I think Jet looks like
you'd
he's a good point guard.
So. And you guys would be on the
Perez
wings.
Setting picks all day?
Yeah.
Just Picks is, hard as hell, dude.
Vlad Perez is probably, he would set a pick and then drop
he
out and drain.
No, Vlad Perez has got a shot. Too.
I bet you he could shoot. Yeah. I bet you he could shoot.
You said he got that splash.
The thing is, they're not going to trust the roll. When he rolls to the hole, I think they're going to know that we're not dumping it down.
He's not a pick and roll guy. He's a pick and pop guy.
Yes, yes. Because he's got to have
a shot. The problem is, if they realize he had a shot, he'd be screwed because he would just like blanket him. And I don't think he's driving the lane anytime soon.
I think defense is where he becomes a big liability.
Yeah. We got to play a zone.
I think he's getting picked on.
He would play his own.
He don't have that height, too. So that's
you know what I would have?
But I think he's got some splash.
I think he does, too. I bet he's got a wet jumper.
I would have I'd even play like a box and one defense where the four of us on the point, and then you have Cutsy just follow around their best player and just have Cutsy just
blanket coverage. Yeah.
I would be fouled out by the second quarter.
You'd be fouled out.
I would foul out by the second quarter.
You really should do so. It's a great question. We should do something like that.
All right, great question. Next question comes from Brian.Hurley99. Top three, or just give your top one, pet peeves on the golf course. What really gets under your skin?
CPO.
Joseph?
I'll go slow play.
Slow play, yeah.
Slow play.
Car path only is just criminal. I'll give another one. When they don't tell you they aerated the greens and you pay for that freaking tee time and then they just slide it in there. By the way, there's aerated greens today. Last week we aerated.
That is a bang job.
When they don't tell you before, they need to tell you.
Mine would be no halfway house. Like, there's some places we've played in LA where, like, it's so hot in the summer and, like, you need something. And sometimes you don't come by a halfway
house. How about vending machines that don't work on the course?
That's a tease. Those stink.
That is awful.
You get up and then they have the sign on it. There's a lock on it.
Classic one is at...
they had one somewhere we were. We
There's
were
a place
in
where
Virginia,
we used to play
they had one.
Alhambra Golf Course. At the end of like the nine, there's like a row of vending machines right before the driving range. And I went to each one, and it was either all sold out or it wouldn't take the money.
You're right.
It was like a Gatorade machine.
You're absolutely right. I needed that
Gatorade so bad. It was the biggest tease ever.
I forgot about that. You were 1,000% right. They do it. Because I was thinking, when you said that, I was trying to think of where you're
talking. Yeah. That sucks.
He's right. All right, Papa, let's fire in another one.
This one comes from Nate2802. Who are you taking in the Ryder Cup, U.S. or Europe?
Who I think is going to win?
Correct.
Europe.
Okay.
Yeah. Europe has some fucking... First of all, you want to know, actually, I think the U.S., their captain is taking this thing tremendously too seriously. He's up there like talking as if he's like... in the FBI. Have you seen Zach Johnson up there like talking? First of all, he didn't pick Keegan, which is a big problem.
Terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
And the US team has a weird vibe to it, in my opinion, this year, especially when he sits up there and talks. And Europe is amazing. They have Rahm. Rory, they have Rahm, they have Victor Hovland, they have
that young kid, what's his name?
Yeah, they have
Ludwig.
I don't know. I don't know. I think Europe's going to win.
It's so sad even hearing Keegan talk about he wanted to make that Ryder Cup so bad.
He deserved to make it.
He really, it was really horseshit. Did, man. He deserved to make that team, and he handled it with class. But, man, he wanted it so bad, and that's our guy. I'm so sick about it. Obviously, I'll still be rooting for Team USA, but, man.
We're rooting for USA for sure.
Yeah, stuff like that. Do you root for...
Not may I root for USA, but now I just could care less.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say care less. I will watch it. I think it'll be entertaining to watch. But like that to me was such a screw job, and nothing against Justin Thomas. I think, you know, he's a great golfer. But I mentioned this before. I think it's like it just takes away from like what is the point now? It's like it's a popularity contest because it should be merited based on the play and based on how you've played throughout the year. You win basically if you're not in the points, you should win a position to play on that team. And no one I think deserved it more. Keegan won two tournaments. He was top 10 FedEx Cup finalist. I think he played great. He deserved to be there.
I agree.
And I'm not taking away from anybody who's there. Like, kudos to all them, and we'll be rooting for them. But it leaves a bad taste in your mouth, especially when it's our guy. Like, that would have been so cool to root for him. And by the way, if he had been on that team, no one would be riding harder for Team USA than these three gentlemen right here.
The day before
all the players found out, I texted Keegan and his caddy, Scotty Vail, in a group chat. And I was like, Keegan, just so you know, like, if you don't make the team, Bob DeSports Faithful will riot. And then I got a call right after from Scotty Vail. And he's like, hey, man. He's like, just want to let you know he already found out he did not make the team.
Oh,
and I was like, fuck, I'm so sorry. And he's like, it's not your fault. Like, you didn't know. And then Keegan texted back and said it. But, man, I just – from the beginning of the year, he was talking about making the team, yeah. And that's how bad he wanted to make that team.
I liked they both made social media posts, Keegan and Scotty, and they were all very classy. But you could tell they had, like, the perfect mix of, like, class versus, like, I belong there. And it was – I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. I wonder if those guys who didn't make it, they're going to say they're rooting for Team USA – I wonder if they really are.
Yeah. That story about Keegan not unpacking his suitcase since the 2012 one is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Did you know that, Tick?
Yeah, I think you told me that.
And the other thing is, Cutsy, it's in Rome. So it's at like 1 in the morning. So I don't even think.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be early.
Like the final tee times are like at like 7 a.m. our time.
That's like the British Open.
Yeah.
It's just or the Open.
All right. Poppy, let's do one more to close us down.
One more? All right. This one comes from Freezy10787. Will we ever see a guest appearance from a family member on the channel? Perhaps Mr. Burger, Bigger Ticket, or even Joseph's brother. Would we ever see someone like your dad on the show?
I feel like that would be the first option.
For sure.
I mean, he had the pickleball episode.
Oh, he was tremendous in it, though.
Yeah, tremendous. True. People always say, and people always ask, and it wouldn't work out. People always want the Jupiter Jackal stuff to go on, like a Bob DeSports or that, be documented, but it wouldn't be the same. Yeah, I mean, I could see him coming in. The problem is he just doesn't golf. So, like, I think he's hysterical, and I would love to have him on. I think he would be good. I think I'm going to get him involved in the next Breezy that we have. He's going to come to it. So I'll definitely get him in the mix for that. So you'll see him in like the takes from the Breezy Invitational and stuff. Bigger Ticket, I would get any day of the week. I get a kick out of Bigger Ticket.
We just get the two of them caddying.
Yeah, something.
Your dad is a caddy, or just even popping in the golf cart cam.
Yeah,
like, that'd be great too.
Yeah,
because he's just such a character.
I tell you who I would have on. I'd have Kevin Stuby.
I was going to say,
Kevin Stuby would be electric because, A, he's actually a decent golfer and he's golfed for forever. But having him in there with Perez as his son would be
yeah, and he can actually
hilarious.
I'd love to see what they talk about. Like, I'm in the cart.
That would be, to me, is the no-brainer.
We would do we should do like a parents where we get the parents involved in something like.
Well, I would actually. My dad doesn't golf, so I'd have my uncle Nick.
Yeah. Just
a Father's Day episode.
Some degree would be funny. Yeah, I think that'll be good.
We could get Jerry with his mom.
Oh my God,
Gerard,
Joe Tears number
and
two.
And I'm out here. What did she say? I'm out here. With picky bags.
Oh,
pee-pee bags.
Pee-pee pads.
Yeah.
I'm angry, Bob.
I got a fucking
Aggravated, Bob. Yeah, I'm aggravated.
He told me he's going to buy me a house.
Now, what's a two-story, Miss Gilfone? A two-story. all right, ladies and gentlemen, that does it. Nice episode there for the boys. Again, we don't have FP with us. FP, you are missed. We love you, pal. He is somewhere in Virginia right now, probably on a golf course, but soon... End of the year, maybe a little after that, Jupiter, Florida. Boys are all together. Folks, we love you. We appreciate you. Stay tuned. A lot of content on the way. Bob DeSports Podcast. We'll see you next time. Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up, clap it up, clap it up.